You're in Open Air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in foggy San Francisco Bay, attending the 9th annual Alcatraz Film Festival, where dozens of prison classics from Jailhouse Rock to the Blues Brothers are screened as attendees spend a weekend quartered in the prison. Incarceration and rock and rhythm have a prolific sonic history together. From Cook County Jail in Chicago to San Quentin State Prison in California, jails and prisons have been farmed for talent, provided venue for historic concerts, and have been the muse of many a musician. But before we settle on the idealistic notion of being sent up the river or shout Attica next time we feel rebellious, spending time in a calaboose was best experienced in song and not firsthand. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, we've been sentenced to 28 minutes of hard labor at Masters Auditory Huskow. We'll tour some of America's more notorious prisons, take part in a riot, serve 21 days with a magician, rock a jailhouse, share a lonesome sundown, spend some time on a farm, and unwrap presents in the slammer. He was no stranger to brief jail stays, but some felt he should have earned some hard time for the theft of one of his most renowned recordings. While stationed in West Germany, Airman Johnny Cash caught the 1951 film Inside the Walls of Folsom Prison. This would provide the thematic basis for his elegy to the infamous California institution. However, it was later discovered that Cash pinched the song from a 1953 tune referred to as Crescent City Blues from the Gordon Jenkins LP titled Seven Dreams.
Hear the train a-comin', it's rollin' round the bend, and I ain't been kissed, Lord, since I don't know when. The boys in Crescent City don't...
1955's Folsom Prison Blues.
I hear the train a-comin', it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
In the film The Blues Brothers, John Belushi dedicates the performance of Sweet Home Chicago to one Magic Sam. That would be Chicago blues guitarist Sam Magit, who likely earned his magical nickname as a play on his surname. After some success in the late 50s, Sam was drafted, then went AWOL, for which he served 6 months in the stockade. Sam reignited his career in the late 60s, but unexpectedly died of a heart attack in 1969 at 32. Let's spin Sam's genre-bending pseudo-rockabilly classic, 21 Days in Jail, from 1957. Songwriters Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller never served time, but they were fans of old-time radio programs like Gangbusters and frequented the subject of incarceration successfully in the 50s. Their first visit to the Big House was with the Robins, the group that eventually morphed into the Coasters. Not happy with bass Bobby Nunn's reading of the tune, Lieber and Stoller got Richard Berry, the author of Louie Louie, to be the song's spoken protagonist, 1954's Riot and Cell Block No. 9.
On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time for armed robbery. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. Cell block number 9.
trouble started in cell block number 5. It spread like fire across the prison floor. I said, okay, boys, getting ready to run. Here come the warden with the Tommy gun.
Never mind.
Warden said, come out with your hands up in the air. If you don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Scarface Jones said, it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, cause the fuse is lit. The 47th hour, the tear gas got our men. We're all back in our cells, but every now and then.
There's a ride going on.
The King of Rock and Roll had several well-documented prison stays, but by 1955, Chuck Berry had only one under his guitar strap for auto larceny as a teen. He spent 3 years in Algoa Correctional Center in Missouri and drew upon the experience to pen 30 Days.
I'm gonna give you 30 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. Send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Baby, I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Well, she's gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. And I talked to the judge in private early this morning. And he took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warrant. They won't put a cross charge again ya, but that'll be the very thing that'll send ya. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Oh, 30 days. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Yeah, if they won't put a cross charge again ya, that'll be the very thing that'll send ya. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days.
Sundown was part of notorious producer J.D. Miller's stable of rural Louisiana artists recording for the Accello label in Crowley. Born Cornelius Green, Lonesome's six-string workouts were likely Swamp Blues' greatest illustration. Let's spin 1957's menacing My Home is a Prison.
Gave me 99 years. I had a real pretty woman who said she loved no one but me. For time, yes, bread and milk for breakfast, milk and bread every supper time, and the food I got for dinner is a low-down, dirty crime. It's true I shot my baby, Lord have mercy, but I did it 'cause she did me wrong. Now the only thing I got is this lonesome jail that I call home.
By 1957, Lieber and Stoller were back in jail, this time with Elvis. Their brief affiliation with Elvis peaked with a stellar film for which Lieber and Stoller were contracted to write the music for. In the title song, shoutouts are given to real characters. Shifty Henry was a well-known bassist in L.A., the Purple Gang was a real Detroit mob, Sad Sack was a cartoon character, and Bugs was a nod to gangster Bugsy Siegel. Jailhouse Rock. They were one of the many vocal groups from the complicated LA R&B scene of the 50s. Settling on the name The Youngsters before their biggest single, they recorded for the Anything But Empire label. Dreamy Eyes brought them airplay, but it was the flip that brought the Youngsters immortality. The National Safety Council drafted a letter to Empire extolling the message sent to kids about drinking and driving without being preachy. 1956's Christmas in Jail.
Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail, had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, ain't got no bail, and I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain, suit my car to 75. Ran right into, you can guess who, and they say I'm looking alive.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head. I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Jeremy Bentham. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. He was born in rural pre-World War II Mississippi, was musically inclined, served in the Army, loved black music. No, not Elvis. I'm talking about Mose Allison. Mose has long suffered from category confusion, but the easiest way to categorize Mose is a jazz pianist who writes the blues. In 1957, Mose used his fleet fingers, hip vocals, and wry wit to record his opus, Parchman Farm, in the most famous studio in jazz, enigmatic engineer Rudy Van Gelder's parents' living room in Hackensack, New Jersey. Parchman Farm was the original, more pleasant name for harsh Mississippi State Penitentiary and its cruel, trusty system.
Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchman Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchman Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchman Farm, and I ain't never done no man no harm. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. I'm putting that cotton in a 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in a 11-foot sack with a 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Thank you. sitting over here on number 9. I'm sitting over here on number 9. Well, I'm sitting over here on number 9, and all I did was drink my wine. I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life. I'm gonna be on this farm for my natural life. Well, I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life, and all I did was shoot my wife. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm.